Hey, it is the Melrose Place podcast, where husband and wife rewatch, recap, and analyze every single episode of the hit 90s TV series, Melrose Place.
I'm Jenny Hill.
And I'm Dan Hill.
Let's get started. Number 12, Polluted Affairs.
That's right. Air date was October 21st, 1992, and this was a big gap. There was a big gap between this episode and the last one. The last one aired on September 30th.
Ooh.
So do you think that was like a hiatus?
Like a fall break?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do they do that?
I mean, there's
a fly here.
It's like a gnat that just almost flew into your mouth.
Anywho.
Okay. So we open up on a tread climber.
Yeah. It is a very wonky, hella 90s.
Oh, God.
D&D shoot. Some video shoot for a exercise client, I guess.
Yeah, and there are these people, of course, in those multicolored spandex, high-waisted bike shorts.
There's a viral internet video that went around maybe 6 months ago of like a big workout dance thing that all these people look like they're from. Like men are in spandex with tights and the headband, and they're doing, like, the crazy dances.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like...
Key and Peele did something,
Key and Peele, they did a parody about it. But it looks exactly like that.
Yeah, so these guys are on tread climbers, they're doing the latest workout, fitness kind of exercises, and we find out that it is an ad campaign for D&D. Lucy is running this shoot, and Allison is there on her lunch break to help kind of assist with everything. And Lucy was Allison's boss in previous episodes, so she's back.
She's back this episode, peeing on Allison, basically. Does she offer her an opportunity here?
I had a question about this, too. Like, I think she was like, hey, I could really use your help. I don't have any room in the budget to pay you, but when it is time for you to get promoted, at least you'll have a little experience.
So I think she was just asking her to like, hey, will you do a little more in the upcoming weeks?
And in your free time.
Right. And then later it'll help you out. And that, of course, Allison is like, sure.
Oh, yes, of course. However you need me, I'll be there.
She's all about climbing that ladder. So then we cut to, is this Michael's apartment?
No, it's Jake's apartment.
Is it, though?
I think.
Because Michael makes the call on the pizza.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know. And he was like, no, Jane and Allison are on a girls' night. So, I thought it could be Michael's.
All right, it's Michael's.
Okay, you don't care. You don't even care.
I care so much. Jake and Billy are watching baseball. Michael's there.
Because Michael gives Billy a letter. He's like, this came for me.
Yeah, this came in the mail. It's for you, but it came to me mistakenly.
Right.
And
Billy immediately tears it up. Because he doesn't think it's a credit card.
But he, and you know what he says?
Huh.
They're like, hey, Billy, why would you tear that up? You don't even know it's a credit card. He's like, no plastic, no doy.
Very 90s.
I still say that shit.
No doy?
Yeah.
You're weird.
I know. You only gotta tell me twice.
But yes,
I know.
And Billy's just like, I want a credit card. And one day I want to be like, boys, let's live a little.
Let's go out on the town. So he keeps getting turned down. I guess he's applying for credit cards. He's not getting any, and he doesn't know why.
And, he clearly does not understand how credit cards work.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah.
So Jane and Allison are out on the town. They're walking down the street. First, they go to a storefront and there's a beautiful dress and Allison's like, I would love to own a dress like this one day. I don't know if I could ever even afford it, but this would be like my goal. And they turn around and there is a guy that is right there like in a retail part of town and it's at night. And
it's late.
Yeah, and he's like...
Let's establish it's late.
Yeah, and he has a little like table set up trying to get people to help conserve water.
Yeah.
Like help the ocean life.
This is really lazy writing. I'm sorry, but this is the second time that a tenant at Melrose Place has been approached by a man on the street.
Yes.
And propositioned.
Exactly. So he is trying to get people to come to his talk. I think he's with Ocean Alert. I think that's what they said.
And this character introduced is Keith Gray. He is played by William R. Moses.
Yeah, and I love when he was like, they're like, so, what does this talk about? And he's like, oh, nothing too important. Just trying to save the ocean.
Yeah, fucking how very humbling of Keith. What do you think of Keith? Do you think he's attractive?
No, not at all.
None of the guys are attractive.
I don't know if I'm missing the mark here.
Paul was disgusting.
Yeah, I think Jake is attractive.
Yeah. But there hasn't been another guy hotter than Jake.
Even Michael Mancini has his charms.
Okay.
But, I mean, I did not, like, this guy, he just seems, I don't know.
He's pretty plain.
And kind of, like, too old.
Yeah. He's a really plain dude.
He seemed to me that he was in his 40s, and Allison is supposed to be in her early 20s.
Yeah.
So, she was smitten. I mean, both her and Jane were like, whoa, he is so cute! And they really loved the idea of going to his lecture and learning more about his purpose and what he's doing. So, they walk away from that little exchange, like, very excited about the prospects of going and trying to save the ocean.
Right. My next note is Billy should absolutely not have a credit card.
Well, he's on hold with the credit card company and he's like, how do you get a credit card? And Allison says, well, I have a credit card and I, of course, don't ever use it. I tuck it away in the proverbial drawer and take it out for emergencies only because it has a 19% APR on it.
Yeah, that's very bad.
Really bad.
That's very bad.
I think I still have credit cards with that kind of APR, though.
That's no good.
So Allison invites Billy to go to the ocean talk.
And can we just talk about how, like, inadequate or, like, not capable of Billy having, like, this, Billy wanting a credit card makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, well, to be fair, too, back in 92, I think having a credit card was still a little bit of a novelty. Like, it was kind of cutting edge. And the way that Allison was like, I have one, it was pretty much like, ooh, I have, like, the new trend, the new technology. And I think that it was a little bit more shrouded in mystery than it is now. Mm. And now, I mean, like, we get offers, like, left and right to try to sign up for new credit cards. But I think, actually, back then, loan companies and credit card companies were maybe a little bit more selective as to who that they would give that money to, you know?
Yeah. Well, Billy's not a good candidate.
So Allison invites Billy to go to the ocean talk. He declines and says that he has to work all of these extra hours in order to try to get approved to get a credit card.
Mm-hmm. Now we've got Jane visiting with Rhonda, the foodie.
Yeah. He
answers the door with a huge, massive sandwich and is just like, want a bite?
Yeah. I was going to ask you that too.
I am, guys, I'm approaching 35. And I have never, never been approached at a door and someone offered me a bite of their sandwich that they're eating. This has never happened.
It seemed a little odd to me, too.
A little? Has anyone offered you a sandwich at the door? that person was in the middle of eating?
Nope. That never happened.
This was very, very strange.
So Jane approaches Rhonda and says that she wants to lose a little bit of weight after the miscarriage. She had gained 5 pounds and she wanted to see if she could join Rhonda's exercise class.
And Rhonda's like, sure, I think we can help you out. Get you a little body pumped.
So they make a date to do that a little bit later in the week.
Right. Now we are at...
The lecture.
The lecture.
The Ocean Alert lecture.
Which wasn't much of a lecture. It was pretty much a slideshow of awful things.
Yeah. I love how he had the slideshow. It was like, here's the beach. Here's water. And it's just what you would picture as like water and the beach. And he's like, and then look at what comes up in the surf. And it's just like syringe needles and trash and dead fish.
Here's a slide of garbage.
And he says, please feel free to scream.
And then he switches to a slide of a dead animal. I couldn't even make it out.
I know. And he's like, well, your donations are appreciated. Lights, please. Thanks for coming.
And guess who's there? The greatest wingman of all time.
Matt. He loves attending these different events with the Melrose Place Tennis.
He's just always there. He is a yes man. He says yes to pretty much everything.
And in the beginning episodes, it was like he had no time to do anything. Now it just seems like all he does, like his main job, is just to go to different events with Matt, Melrose Place people.
Matt, when the camera's not on Matt, he's just sitting at home like, I hope somebody invites me to something. Please, God. So the slideshow ends. Allison's like so smitten with Keith. And Matt's like, well, why don't you go up there and talk to him? And all these fucking girls are like,
Keith, oh, your lecture was so informative.
Yeah, they're all up on him, and it's like, why?
Yeah, I don't get what is the allure with Keith. I don't know.
He's smart. He's got and he loves,
like,
the fish.
Yeah, he's like really smart. And Allison goes up to him like a little schoolgirl, her little like batting her eyelashes. And
Matt literally pushes her into him like on a playground.
He really does.
He physically moves her towards him.
And she's like, hi, remember me? We met last night. And Keith is like, oh, of course I do. It was the highlight of my entire evening. And they start talking, and Allison's like, I work for an ad agency, and I'd love to see if maybe we can help promote your cause.
Right. And then Matt is like, hey, if you're not busy, maybe come have a drink with us. And Matt, and then Keith is like, well, I don't really want to intrude. And then Matt is basically all but saying, no, I'm gay. I have nothing to do with Allison. And he's like, oh, okay, well then sure, I'll go.
So, of course, where do you go for a drink in the world of Melrose Place?
Shooters for 1,000?
That'd be correct. So they all head on over to Shooters. Keith is kind of like giving Allison his resume. He worked in Hawaii for a long time. He worked at SeaWorld making the big bucks. And then he just envisioned a future for his children where they couldn't even jump in a rain puddle, and thought that he had to devote his life to trying to save the Earth's oceans.
Right. And then somehow like scuba diving comes up, and Allison thinks that this is like some unattainable thing that like no one can ever do. Well, or that she would never, ever dream of doing.
Because she's like breathing underwater. It's just so unnatural. And really, again, I mean, I think in the 90s wasn't so long ago, but I think a lot of these like extreme sports, how they regarded bungee jumping, like that was like so out of the ordinary. Bungee jumping was risking your life.
See, but I don't think scuba diving is an extreme sport. Like, an extreme sport is, like, skiing or snowmobiling.
I think a lot of people would beg to differ because...
Or skateboarding is an extreme sport.
It's risky in a way. I mean, you're underwater and you can go several, feet down and...
But is scuba diving in the X Games? That's extreme sports.
Okay, does it have to be in the X Games to constitute an extreme sport?
I think so.
I don't think so.
And I think to be a sport, you need like to score.
Okay.
There's no points in scuba.
Well, maybe it's not an activity.
Right.
It's a risky, dangerous activity. So,
sure.
Keith is kind of selling Allison on the idea that they should go scuba diving. And she's like, I don't know. But he says, tell you what, I'm going to be at some place by the ocean tomorrow, 7 a.m. Meet me there.
Yeah, he basically, and she says, maybe. And he is basically dedicated tomorrow to scuba diving either by himself or if Allison shows up with her. But he's doing it.
But she does show up.
Oh, yeah.
It's the next day. And Allison comes in this very, it's a one-piece bathing suit.
White.
But it's white. It's like the high like leg cuts where like the legs like go up like her belly button and like almost backless. And I mean, it was very racy.
And it was zero scuba training.
Zero! And he's like, okay, all you have to do is just put on this little mask.
You got your mask on tight?
And then they walked in. They walked in. They walked into the ocean.
Just beachfront. Just walk on in. Here you go.
And then there's this
no gear.
Wait, but I mean, I felt like that was more like snorkeling, but I think they were scuba diving.
No, they were scuba diving.
Yeah, because they had tanks and stuff on their backs.
Yes.
But
they were not snorkeling.
So there's like this montage of all this like underwater swimming. They're holding hands. They're seeing like schools of fish.
They're
at a reef. They must have swam like probably a half mile out.
And for people not on the West Coast, the Pacific is freezing.
Yeah, you would never wear a white bathing suit like that and be like, oh, hi, it's 7 a.m., ready to jump right in.
Fuck no. You would freeze to death. And then at the levels that they were in the montage, it would be even colder.
And how did they get there? So anyway, they come.
And this equipment is not regulation. It looked like a tank.
I mean, okay, I went scuba diving. I did a study abroad in Australia, and I went scuba diving there, and we had to take, like, a class. We didn't get certified or anything, but we had to, like, know hand signals. It was like we had to, like, train ourselves going underwater and trying to, like, equalize our ears and stuff. None of that occurred.
Not for Keith.
Nope.
Not for Keith's sessions.
Put on this air tank. Strap on your goggles and we're walking straight in.
Yeah. And they did it. And then they came out and
giggling and that was so exhilarating.
Allison is wooed and is talking about how she always dreamed of being a mermaid. And then Keith lays one on her.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Little make-out sesh right in the surf.
Who knew? A untrained scuba session can really
bring two people together.
Really ignite your fire.
So Allison goes home and Billy's there and she is just going on and on about how wonderful Keith is. She feels like she's known him for weeks and he's so intelligent and worldly and he's got a great butt.
Yeah, what the fuck? What is that?
And Billy's like, oh, great, Allison. It sounds like you're made for each other. And she's like, yeah. That's exactly what it's like. We are made for each other.
But she has one reservation, and that is she gave him her work number after the third day of knowing him and her house phone number, and he didn't reciprocate. So that was a little red flag.
Yeah.
Little red flag there.
Yeah. So then we go to Rhonda's class, and Jane is there early.
And Billy is fixing the answering machine during this.
Oh, that's
important.
Yeah, so their answering machine has been broken for the last few days, and Billy's trying to get it to work, and he's trying to fix it again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we go to Rhonda's class. It's a little early. Jane is there getting ready to sweat to the oldies, and she sees herself in a mirror.
This is weird.
And she definitely has body dysmorphia, guys. Like, she sees herself and she looks like a big pregnant, like a nine month pregnant lady.
Yeah. And I will say, good job here, because whatever prosthetic she was wearing in that shot to look pregnant, it looked good. It looked good. So good job, guys.
We can tell that she is kind of has a skewed view of what she looks like.
And it was scary. Like, she looked over, and I was like, oh! Oh, what?
So Rhonda comes and meets her and is like, Jane, are you sure you want to jump right in? I mean, this is kind of an advanced class. You might want to take a stretching class. And she's like, it's been 2 weeks since my miscarriage. The doctor says I'm in the clear. I need to start working out again.
And then Rhonda responds with the dumbest shit I've ever heard. She says, well, I know when I have a cold that it takes my body a couple days to recover. So that... probably what it's like for a miscarriage, too.
What? Why do you do that voice when you talk about her?
I don't know. I'm just doing that today for Rhonda. I'm like, what?
Well.
Rhonda, are you insane? So, you can't compare a cold to a miscarriage?
Well, but it was a little insensitive, but we leave them with Jane going in on the class.
Right. We're back to Allison's apartment, Allison and Billy's. Billy, they're having some kind of conversation, but...
he gets the answering machine fixed.
Yeah, he gets the answering machine fixed, and he's, like, making fun of Allison for being so head over heels with old Keithy Poo.
And he's like, well, I have a couple of messages here on the answering machine. And he plays it, and a woman called Mary Smith has left several messages for Billy. And he's like, well, I met this girl at Shooter's the other day, so I think this is her calling me.
And she sounds hot.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, call me back.
Very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So Billy calls Mary Smith. And he's like, so, you tracked me down from Shooters, did ya?
And she's like, oh, I've been tracking you since college.
So we find out Mary Smith is a debt collector. Mm-hmm. And his loans have been in default. And she's trying to recoup the money.
And this comes as to no surprise that Billy is terrible with money.
Oh, to you, but to Billy, this is like, oh, whoa, what?
Yeah, Billy's like, huh?
What? You actually have to pay back money that you borrow from people? This whole concept is so foreign to him that he's like, I don't get it. This is so unfair.
I know you hate people like this. So does this make you hate Billy more?
Well, it doesn't give him points on my side, but he's just, I don't love his attitude toward this whole situation.
Yeah, he has no idea how the world works. And so Billy's like, I'm going to handle this. And he goes down to the collection office.
Yeah.
And that's where we meet Mary Smith, who's played by Jana Marie Hupp. And she's had a pretty good career.
Yeah, she looks really familiar to me.
Mm-hmm. She was on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She's in Independence Day. She was on Bones. She was on Friends. She was on the Drew Carey Show.
Yeah, she has a very familiar face.
Yeah. She's a good actress. Pretty cool.
So we find out that Billy owes $2,000 plus interest.
That's not that much.
Well, back in 92, maybe it was. And he's like, come on, Mayor. Cut me a little slack. I just took a little bit out. Why don't you get another bigger fish to fry?
And she's like, no.
She's like, okay, kid. When you grow up, you get rid of the fairy dust and you adjust to real life, okay?
Yep.
So we skipped over a part where Allison is in Lucy's office and her sportswear campaign is going crazy. And Allison pitches this idea to Lucy about getting a corporate sponsorship for Ocean Alert because she wants to try to help further Keith's cause. And
she's known Keith for 3 days.
And is like, I'm gonna get this message out. And Lucy's like, well, yeah, it's something that we can consider. But she asks Allison to stay late that evening to help her go over some of the proofs. And Allison's like, of course, I'll be here, no problem.
Mm-hmm. And then she makes up some bullshit that she's sick, right?
Well, Keith visits her at work. And he just shows up. He had called previously, but did not leave a return call.
I must have blacked out here. I don't remember this.
No. So Keith did not leave a return number. So again, she's like, why isn't he providing me with a callback number? So he just shows on up and she's very happy to see him. And she says, well, look, he invites her to taste his cooking that evening and wants her to come over to his place for dinner. And she's like, and she had just told Lucy, yes, of course, I'm going to stay late tonight. So she's like, okay, I'll get out of it. I'll make something up. So she goes to Lucy's assistant.
And she's like, I have a sore throat.
I have this throat thing. And then you can tell by the assistant's facial expression was like, are you kidding? Like, for real? You're not going to stay? And she's like, no, I got to go. Tell Lucy I'm sorry.
Yep. Bad move, Allison. Bad move. We're back to Billy and Allison's.
Allison is getting ready, and Billy is jealous.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't like this guy.
I don't like Keith.
He's like, you look way too pretty.
Allison offers up a suggestion to Billy to maybe go to his parents for the money that he owes.
Sure, and then Billy just keeps going back to Keith and says, you're definitely going to sleep with him, aren't you?
And then Allison offers up the explanation that she does not do that with people, and she's only been with two people, which solves our issue with whether or not she slept with Jake.
Didn't she with Jake? Because she slept with a college boyfriend and a college professor.
Mm-hmm.
So Billy gives Allison a condom, which she puts in her bra, and she just says, we have a very odd relationship.
Yeah, it's really weird. He's like, you're definitely going to sleep with them, so just take it. And it's this shitty vending machine condom with like plastic, and it's like red. It's like you can make a balloon animal with it.
So it is later that evening, and Allison is at Keith's place, which he lives
ballin'!
Beachfront. Right on the beach, the waves are crashing. It's a beautiful deck overlooking the water. They're eating. She's all curled up in her chair. She's just all ears listening to everything that Keith has to say. They have the...
He's recounting the scariest moment of his life when he was almost attacked by a great white.
Yeah. And then he's like, so how about you, Allison? What's your scariest moment?
Right now.
And he then takes her hand, leads her into the home, and takes her right to the bedroom where starts
necking the shit out of her.
Fire is crackling in the fireplace, and then a very heavy synthesizer 90s love ballad is playing in the background, and they just start making out. They lay on the bed, and it starts getting heated.
Some weird embraces leading up to the bed. Right on the bed.
Yeah, a lot of like behind her, and she's like,
It's some forced blocking. He's like, now walk with her, spin around her, grab her.
And then he starts unbuttoning her blouse, and she's like, oh, wait, this might be a little awkward, yeah. Keith, but I have to ask a little bit about your sexual history.
Oh, God.
I know.
I've seen pornos more fluid than this.
When I heard this, I just, like, wanted to throw up. Like, I was so embarrassed. I'm like, oh, my God.
Who asks that?
No, and I'm saying, okay, yes, that is a very good idea. You should probably talk to somebody about, like, who they've been with.
But before.
But at that moment, no.
Way before this. Like, maybe your fourth, fifth, sixth time you see them. Not... the third night you've seen the man.
And he's like,
about to do it.
He's like, look, I'm getting out of a very long relationship now. And I haven't been with very many people. I've been tested. Everything is fine.
And I've only banged three manatees.
And he's like, he says, any more questions? And then she pulls out the condom and says, yeah, how do you look in this?
Oh, God.
Oh my God!
It's bad, Allison. No. No. You gotta work on your foreplay.
So next morning.
And then if I was Keith, I'd be like, what chick just keeps a condom in her bra? The shitty condoms anyway.
He's probably like, yeah, she's down. First date. What up? So it's the next morning. Keith and Allison are back out on the deck. They're overlooking the ocean.
She's in the standard 90s man button-down shirt.
Yeah, she's wearing a shirt. He says that Ocean Alert put him up in this gorgeous beachfront house.
Yeah, that's not a place, a non-profit, like, beach...
I'd have to agree, but it's like that's totally flies.
I wouldn't ask any questions.
And Keith is like, you're coming back here tonight, okay?
Yeah, a little pushy.
Yeah.
Maybe some foreshadowing.
So we're back at Billy and Allison's place, and Billy's getting ready in the morning, and he's calling for Allison, and he peeks into her room and sees that her bed is still made, meaning she did not come home the night before, and you can tell he is hella disappointed.
Yeah, Billy, like, huffs and puffs, and he's like, Allison's already gone, Michael.
Yeah, Michael comes over and he's like, oh, hi, Billy. Is Allison around? I wanted to show her the new ecological chemicals that I'm going to be using in the pool.
Yeah, and then he like, puts it in the pool. And that is, I don't know. Look, I don't know anything about putting chemicals in pools, but I know that this is not the way to do it.
He's dumping in.
He's just like looking at the bottle and he's like, just pour this on the side. Then he picks up another bottle and does the same thing. I'm like, no.
I don't know. Maybe that's how you do it.
You don't just eyeball it.
And Billy's like, no, Allison isn't here. And Michael's like, oh, left early for work, huh? And then Billy's like, yeah, more like she left it around dinner time last night, never came home. It's like, Billy, Allison doesn't run around and tell everybody about your little exploits. Like, that's not so cool.
Because he doesn't have any.
Well, he's had a lot of little girlfriends.
Yeah, she's like, girlfriends. What? It's like, how's babysitting, you loser? Oh, how's little Martin doing, you jerk?
Stop. So, Allison, she shows up to work and...
2 hours late!
She's 2 hours late.
I'm and slacking.
She's sitting down as her boss, Lucy, is coming in. And Lucy is not very happy with Allison.
Yeah. So, Allison gets reprimanded at work. And she says, you better come an hour early tomorrow. And then, Allison, we're back. Oh, wait. Shooters?
So, we're out to dinner with Jane and Allison. Mm-hmm. And Allison is telling Jane all about her date with Keith. And she's like, well, Jane, it was the first great sexual experience of my life. Now I finally understand what Meg Ryan was faking in When Harry Met Sally.
She's like, shut up, Allison. We don't want to hear about this. Especially from her.
So it turns out that Allison went ahead and bought that dress that they saw in the window a few nights ago. She said she charged it on her credit card and she's going to wear it for Keith, the new man of her dreams.
Right. And Jane's like, do you think he's the one? And Allison's like, I don't know. I can't think that far ahead. Was it like that for you and Michael? Could you not be away from him? She's like, yeah. That's why I married him.
So then Allison is like, Jane, you know, you haven't touched anything on your plate. You're not eating at all.
To be fair, that was the biggest salad I ever saw on a plate. That was a lot of salad.
And she was like, well, you know, I'm exercising, so that pretty much makes you less hungry. I'm just not really hungry now.
Yeah, and then she changes the subject by asking Allison to... pretend to orgasm.
She says, now let me hear that Meg Ryan imitation.
Yeah, what? Weird.
So, Billy goes to visit his dad at the old furniture store, but runs into his mom instead. It seems like he is going to ask them for a loan.
Right. He's going to ask for a loan, but then it just cuts there, right?
No, he says, he was like, well, Mom, I probably should talk to you first. You know, I'm defaulting on my loans and I owe a lot for college. Right. And she's like, but Billy, we paid for your college. Well, Mom, you see, I took out a couple personal loans,
bought some skis,
a stereo, I went on some good dates, went on some bad dates, and I just never paid the loan back.
Yeah, Billy, you, again, have proven you're a child. You're horrible with money. I just don't know what to do with you, pal.
Yeah, so we cut there, and then we go, it's Allison. She's got a big bag of groceries. She's walking into the beautiful beachfront home that she was just in the night before with Keith.
She's in her get-em dress.
She's got that black dress that she bought just for Keith that was a pretty penny in the store window. She looks great. And she walks in, and Keith is on the phone, and he is on in a very heated conversation. And it seems as though he's having kind of a lover's quarrel.
Mm-hmm. And he's just like, he like shushes Allison when she walks in. And he's like, well, I don't really understand. He's just in a big beef on the phone.
Right. And he's like, well, you're the one that's never here. You wanted to take the job in D.C. What do you want me to do about it? So you can tell that it's not a good conversation. He hangs up. And Allison was like, so was that the person that you've been in the relationship with? And he's like, Allison, that was my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Dan were both like, oh!
Yeah, that was a big gasp.
So Allison just turns around and runs away. She's on out. The beach. She's running. He's following behind. Allison, wait!
And then he like stops her and he's like, come on, Allison, the relationship is over. There's no love there. We both know it's over. She's never been in this house before. Just stay with me. Come on. And she's like, nope, can't do it.
And he said, look, let me give you my number. Call me. And she just says, no, goodbye, Keith. And she turns around and walks away.
Right.
So we're back at Melrose Place, and Allison is sulking. Billy makes her hot chocolate, and she's crying, and she tells Billy that she just completely lost herself.
She's back in that shit robe again.
Yep, that robe is like an old friend.
When you're sad, you throw on old blue.
And she's telling Billy that when I was with Keith, it was like nothing else mattered in the whole world. I'm so crazy about him, and I'm afraid he's the only man I'll ever feel this way about.
Well, come on, Allison, you'll get over him. Go to hell, Billy.
So we're over at Jane and Michael's apartment, and Michael invites Jane to come and eat at the hospital cafeteria that evening.
And Jane is back on the scale.
And she's basically like, you know, after losing this weight, you know, I thought I'd be feeling better, but I just feel so empty and hollow and awful inside. And
which is understandable.
I mean, it only happened 2 weeks ago, so I can understand that too. And Michael's like, look, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time to heal. And so we kind of leave it like that with the Mancinis.
Mm-hmm. And I made a note that the music in this episode has changed. This is when I first noticed it. It's not a lot of electric guitar. There's a little bit still, but it's more moody and sort of eerie.
Like acoustic plucking.
Yeah.
Like do. Before it was a lot of like electric guitar riffs, like
yeah.
And now it's just like little, you know, acoustic
little ditties.
Cadences. So we're back at Billy and Allison's apartment. I think it's the next morning, and Billy's like, no offense, Allison, but you kind of look terrible. And Allison's like, yeah, rough night. So Billy's like, look, I've got to figure out what's going on with this loan stuff. And Allison says something crazy. You can tell that she's really out of it. Yeah. She, what does she do?
She tells him that he can use her credit card.
Yeah.
To pay off the debt.
She's like, you know what, Billy? Why don't you just go ahead and use my credit card? And I'm like, what? Billy has proven to you time and time again that he is just going to disappoint you and you're going to lose your trust in him. And Billy surprised me here and was like, Allison, no, I can't do that. I have to figure this out on my own. And actually, I've been meaning to talk to you. Probably not the best time, but I'm thinking about moving back home because I have to save some money to pay off this debt.
Is our Billy growing up and taking some responsibility?
I don't know, but it looks like we're going that direction. So he goes right over to the collections agency, sees Miss Mary Smith, sits down and says that he wants to make good and wants to talk about setting up a payment plan with her.
Right.
So we're back at D&D, and Allison goes promptly into Lucy's office, and she tells her that she's been having these intense personal problems, and starts going into the situation with seeing Keith, and she says that she's gotten totally consumed, and she's in over her head, but it's over now, and she really wants it make it up to Lucy, and asks if she can stay late. And that's when Lucy's assistant comes in and says, "Oh, Allison, you got a call from Keith."
Jesus, Keith, give it a rest. But Lucy is really Allison's boss / life coach. She's given her a lot of guy advice.
Yeah, and really, I mean,
she's taking her under her wing.
She's been so kind to Allison, and I think Allison has not really reciprocated that to her.
Right. So Allison is looking like she's going to give Keith another shot here.
And she does.
Yeah.
After work, she goes over to the beach house and Keith is there and she says, "I don't know what I'm doing here, but I just can't stop thinking about you. Keith, I can't break up a marriage." And that's when he says, "Trust me, it's not going to work out." And then they make out, and it goes to the sunset.
Fade to black.
And the credits roll.
Yep, so Keith is here for the time being.
Yes, he is. Nice. So, to recap this ep.
Allison meets Keith. They bang.
He's married, but she doesn't care.
Billy is in serious debt.
And he finally realizes that he's got to pay his debts to be responsible.
Jane thinks she's fat.
We might have an eating disorder on our hands.
And Jake and Sandy are nowhere.
Well, Sandy wasn't anywhere this episode.
No,
Jake was there a little bit.
He was just in there for the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. So what are your 90s moments?
90s moment for me was Billy fixing the answering machine. There's a lot of answering machines in these shows.
Yeah, a lot. I'd have to say that tread climber, man. I remember, like, back in the 90s, that if you had a tread climber in your home, you were, like, that was a new pinnacle of success to have that tread climber.
That whole commercial is and a 90s
moment. And yet, anytime we see anybody in exercise clothes, whether it be at Rhonda's class or in the beginning of this opening scene, it just takes me back.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Fonda, baby.
You know what else could be a 90s moment? The Allison walking into Keith's house with that brown paper bag of groceries.
Well, that's making a resurgence, isn't it?
Yeah, but we have handles.
Well, not everybody
has handles. And they're shittier.
That's much shittier. And Allison's white bathing suit, that high-cut leg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, very Baywatch.
Very, very Baywatch.
Love that.
What's your lesson here?
I think the lesson here is just grow up. Stop living in your id. I mean, I know that both Allison and Billy are kind of just living for the moment and not thinking about the consequences down the road. And I think by the end of the episode, they've both realized how their decisions about just being careless have repercussions on their futures.
Yep. I have basically the same thing, which is have fun. But be responsible. Like, Allison, you can, like, hook up with this dude, but you can't go to work 2 hours late. And Billy, you can take out a loan in college, but you gotta pay that shit back, bruh.
Totally.
Doesn't work like
Agreed,
that.
Agreed, 100%.
And Jane, you gotta eat.
You gotta eat something, girl.
You gotta eat.
Because she's a string bean anyway.
Yeah. You gotta get some grub in you.
Yeah. So this episode is entitled Polluted Affairs, but if it were up to you, what would you name it?
I would rename it What Billy Said to Allison.
What? That gnat is back.
There's a fly attacking me, guys.
It's really wanting to get in Dan's face.
Oh my God. Alright, I would rename this episode What Billy Tells Allison to Comfort Her. When she's in her robe. For no apparent reason. Chocolate is the substitute of love.
I'm not going to argue with that. It's pretty legit. I would rename this Drowning in Debt because we have the component of Allison being afraid of scuba diving because she's afraid of drowning and she's so unnatural breathing underwater. And she's starting to drown in this relationship and Billy is drowning in debt. So I thought that could be kind of funny.
That's good. It's clever. I like it.
Thanks.
Predictions.
I think that Billy's wages are going to begin to get garnished because he's not going to be able to pay off this loan. Jane is definitely going to get an eating disorder for sure. And Allison is going to find out that Keith's marriage isn't as over as he says it is.
Boom. I think that's all going to happen. My predictions are we're going to get Joe soon. We're going to get Joe soon. Michael's going to cheat. This Keith thing is going to go on for a while.
One can only hope.
Yep. Did you like this episode?
I did. I think that it's introducing us to some key characters that we're going to see down the road. And I think we're getting into some more racy topics.
That's cool. This is the first time Allison had sex.
I love being at the beach. I love that beach house.
That beach, you know what? I think they reuse that down the road.
I think they do too. I was having flashbacks it's where like Michael lives.
That's where like Michael gets exiled too.
We don't want to give anything away if you guys are watching this for the first time, but we'll have more beach scenes.
There'll be some more beach house. Thanks for listening, guys. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Melrose Pod. Our email is melrosepod@gmail.com, and we would love for you to rate and review us on iTunes. Just search for Melrose Place.
Please do, and if you have any questions, feedback, anything you want to share with us, please feel free to write into us. We would love, love, love to read your comments and your questions on the show and discuss.
We'll read whatever you send to us.
Anything.
It doesn't matter.
It could be your dissertation on chemicals.
I just want to read things.
Maybe not. But we love you guys, and we thank you so much for listening.
Peace!